starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplane, Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up an ox, beat front, no stream, the ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down, high wire in a fire, represents every game, in the government for hire in a combat site, left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies beating down your death. Team, my team, reporters, Babble, Trump, Kevin, Crop, look at that, no plane, fine, yes, uh-oh, overflow, population, common, do what it'll do, save yourself, world, serve its own needs, listen to your heartbeat, dummy, with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright, light, feeling, pretty sight, it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
All right. So here we are. This is Carrie, a.k.a. Care Bear, coming at you from Growing Up Atari. I know it's been a while since we've talked last. We recorded episode one. Me and Michael, a.k.a. Princess Hit and Run. And we've since then, we've recorded episode two and episode three. However, we've had a lot of technical difficulties. We're really learning the ropes. And we've actually had to re-record both of those. And we're still trying to get them to work. But things have kind of taken a weird turn. Thus, the intro song, The End of the World as We Know It, by one of my favorite bands, R.E.M. Things are in a weird state. I'm coming at you from my front room, so there's probably a lot of background noise, and I apologize for that. However, we are in a pandemic right now. There's COVID-19, which is causing businesses to close, people to stay home. And so me and Michael aren't able to get together. I'm recording what I call a mini episode, and I've asked him to record some from his house and put them on there. I'm recording directly on Podomatic's site, so I'm kind of coming at you live without edits, so I apologize for anything weird that happens. And so you're going to see episode one, which has been there a while now, a few months, and then some of these little mini episodes before you see episode two or 2.2 or whatever we end up calling it, since it's been re-recorded, and episode three. We also have people lined up to do future episodes from different generations that I think will be a lot of fun. But like I said, things are kind of weird right now. So here we are in this kind of weird haze of a world that I don't know how to describe it, really. I call these moments JFK moments. And the reason why I call them that is because that's probably the largest moment that people always think of in history, of remembering where you were, exactly what you were doing at that time. And this is one of three in my lifetime that I would consider what I call, you know, JFK moments or moments of great reflection. So I want to go through those moments with you guys and kind of even throw out some honorable mentions to show you how powerful these moments are. So my first JFK moment in my lifetime was in 1986, and it was the shuttle disaster, the space shuttle Challengers. It took its maiden voyage in 83, and in 1986, it took flight. And it was a big deal because not only were there five astronauts and one payload specialist, but there was one American school teacher on board as well, the first school teacher that would be in launch into outer space. I was a sophomore in high school, and due to the fact that there was a teacher on board, it was a big deal, like I said. And so they were showing this launch in class. I was in the lunchroom at the time having lunch. I can tell you what I had for lunch. I had a chicken sandwich, fries, and a chocolate milk. The teachers brought in TVs into the lunchroom. I remember thinking about the fact that I wish I wasn't in lunch. Selfish thought, because if I was in history class or English class, I would be getting to watch the video of the launch opposed to doing whatever homework we'd be doing in that class. 73 seconds into its flight, it exploded, killing all seven people on board, the five astronauts, the one payload specialist, and of course the one school teacher. Instantly, people knew something was wrong. The TVs were shut off, taken out. And I remember sitting there, one or two bites out of my chicken sandwich, just reflecting. For the first time in my life, true reflection of what's going on. You know, it was the first time in my life I had that feeling. The second time came a couple decades later, and that was 9/11. September 11, 2001, the terrorist attacks. You had over 3,000 fatalities, over 25,000 injuries, I believe. Those numbers, I don't know if I have the exact numbers, but I was on my honeymoon when this event happened. Me and my wife, we were married just a few days beforehand. And my wife worked for the airline. She was a flight attendant. And so we got deals on flights and hotels. And the plan was we were going to Myrtle Beach. And we were going to spend a few days at Myrtle Beach. And then we were going to fly over to New Orleans, spend a few days there, and then fly to New York and spend a few days there. So in New Orleans, we got a phone call from my sister-in-law telling my wife to turn the news on. Of course, we were in bed, sleeping, relaxing from the night before. We'd gone out to a famous seafood restaurant in Myrtle Beach. And we did just that. We turned the TV on and we saw the towers on fire. We were glued to the TV all day long, not knowing if we were at war, not at war, if other attacks would come, if they would come near us, if anybody we knew would be hurt or killed. And that was my second moment of almost a hypocritical feeling, a doomsday event. I don't know what you'd want to call it, a moment of truth and great reflection. We spent our entire honeymoon in Myrtle Beach. Listen, people had it way worse than us. I mean, we had an extended stay in a beautiful area. And I remember the next day going and we spent the day playing mini golf at a Peter Pan mini golf course. And I think there was one other couple there, but it was hard to do anything but to think of what was going to come next, which was the unknown. So that leads me to now and what I consider my third JFK moment of my life. I know I keep saying that, but that's the best way I can get someone to visualize kind of how I feel. Before I get to talking about what's going on now and today and for this past 9 days, or a few weeks for some people, it's depending on where you are. In my life, it's basically been about 9 days. I'd like to show the importance of how these events really do kind of rock somebody's life, how they do, you know, really mold how somebody thinks and feels by giving some honorable mentions. These are just from my lifetime. These are things that happened from the time that I could remember till present day. And some of these may be someone else's moment, you know, and they were big moments to me, but that just shows you how these three events, today's events and 9/11 and the Shuttle Challenger, how they affected me, because these are powerful events. In 1977, Elvis dies. For anybody that knows me, they know that I'm a huge Elvis fan. I have been since I was a very young kid. It's almost a spiritual thing. We could do a whole show on it. The Star Wars release. Margaret Thatcher became the first woman prime minister in Britain. I mean, that's a massive glass ceiling. I mean, there's Three Mile Island. The boycott of the 1980 Olympics. John Lennon being shot. Or, for that matter, the Beatles breaking up not too far before that. Ronald Reagan being shot. I mean, as a U.S. president. John Lennon died. Ronald Reagan survived, as well as Pope John Paul II, who was shot. One word, AIDS. I mean, that was a massive thing in my young, you know, teenage years through my 20s. MTV being launched. For those who don't know it, MTV was an actual music television station, which is what the M stands for. Sally Ride became the first American woman into space. A hole in the ozone layer was found. Chernobyl. I mean, we're on a podcast called Growing Up Atari, so I'd be crazy to mention, you know, the console, Atari, Nintendo, Game Boy, you know, great launches in my lifetime. The Apple Corporation launched the Macintosh computer. There's the Iran-Contra affair or scandal or whatever you want to call it. The Gulf War. East and West Germany were reunited. And that has to be a massive moment in multiple people's lives. I don't think it really has ended, but the Cold War, you know, officially kind of technically came to an end. The South African Parliament overturned apartheid laws. The European Union was ratified, which is kind of odd, considering that there's Brexit going on now. Nelson Mandela was elected president in South Africa. Just one name, O.J. Simpson. Major League Baseball strike. The Oklahoma City federal building bombing. Mad cow disease. I remember not being able to get ground beef in the grocery stores or at a Mexican restaurant. Princess Diana was killed. I don't really follow the royals, but I mean, for God's sakes, Elton John changed the lyrics to one of his greatest songs for her. That has to mean something to many, many people. This one is unbelievable. Scottish scientist cloned a sheep. They made a living animal. I mean, that's science fiction come to life. Two names together, Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky. Not to take away from any other shootings that are all horrific and that we need to do something about, but the name of one school, Columbine, which actually was meant to be a bombing. And if anybody wants to watch a fantastic YouTube video, Ask a Mortician has a wonderful one on Columbine. The major tobacco companies admit under oath that their product is not only harmful, but was designed to be addictive. Y2K. I mean, people thought planes were going to drop out of the sky. The George Bush-Al Gore election. Hanging chads, remember that? How about anthrax? Or the company Enron and what it did to its employees and stockholders? But the Iraq War, and a lot of people say, well, that's 9/11, but it's really not. Do some homework, people. Another shuttle exploded, Columbia. Why isn't that a 911 moment, a JFK moment, Challenger moment? I mean, if Challenger affected me in that way, why didn't Columbia? I don't know. Maybe it was my age. Maybe it was the surroundings. But it's certainly a major moment in history. Hurricane Katrina. After the Major League Baseball strikes, remember there was the home run race followed by the steroid scandals. The 2007 mortgage collapse followed by the 2008 Wall Street crash, which led to a major recession. How about Guantanamo Bay or electing President Donald J. Trump? So I'm sure I'm missing several. I just wrote down everything I could think of in my lifetime. I'd be curious to hear what other people think. You know, email us at growingupatari@gmail.com or comment down below. I'd love to know what your life-changing moments were. I'd love to know, you know, what I missed, or if I didn't miss it, how it affected you, what was on my list. So now let's get to my third JFK moment, and that's what's going on now. It's the COVID-19 pandemic. I own a small business, a cafe, and I'm now forced to do curbside delivery and home delivery only. It's affected my business in a major, major way. And they're saying they're doing a lot of things, and maybe they are, and I hope it all turns out well. But there's a lot of uncertainties. And it's not just me, it's small businesses all across America. I'm not a doomsdayer, but I do think people need to be vigilant. I think, you know, if it takes a 15-day or a 30-day quarantine to keep from a 90-day or a 6-month or a year-long disaster, then just stay at home, wash your hands. You know, no one needs to prove anything to anyone. I'd really like to see less people trying to take credit for the greatness that they're doing and more people just humbly do their best. And that's why it's my third major moment of reflection. My kids are home from school for the year. We'll be homeschooling the rest of the year on some guidance that the school district's going to send us here in about a week. I'm not sure where our money's going to come from, but we're going to do our best. And I'm trying to do all this without scaring my children, keeping myself calm and letting everybody know everything's going to be okay. But it's definitely a moment of reflection. And a moment of reflection or a major thought, I'd like to give everyone something inspiring or motivating, something worthy of reflection to help them through this time. But I really don't have much. You know, with all the craziness that's going on, my mind really just hasn't, it just hasn't brought anything to its I don't know, fruition or whatnot. So I'm going to send you out with this. A simple quote. Since everything is a reflection of our minds, everything can be changed by our minds. And that is by a man named Buddha. So I want to do a few more of these short little mini episodes. I think I'd like to do one on the Bermuda Triangle because I've been thinking about that lately for some weird reason. Me and my wife ended up in a conversation about it. And as a child, it was one of the great mysteries. Of course, as a child, I wanted to be a great treasure hunter, as probably many of you out there. And I think also, you know, the Pope officially canceled Easter. So I think I'm going to do one on the resurrection of Christ. Won't that be fun? Anyway, I want everybody to be kind. And remember that we all need to hold each other up.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I will cry. I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me. And all.